Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we spark imagination, one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and if you love exploring new ideas, pushing your writing in unexpected directions, or just need a little creative spark, you're in the right place. New episodes of Prompted will be released every Monday, so be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website or find us on your favorite podcast platform. In each episode, I'll share my own creative work inspired by last week's writing prompts so you can see how it all comes together. Then, at the end of each episode, I'll give you a writing prompt to explore on your own. In some episodes, I might share a song that I've created with an AI-powered music tool called Suno, that's S-U-N-O, which all starts with one of my original poems. Now, I'm not trying to replace professional musicians or musicianship. Instead, I see this as a way to bring my words to life in a new and creative way, at least until I connect with real musicians in real life. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's creative writing journey. Today's deep dive is all about something that can hold us back, the expectation of excellence. As writers, it's easy to get caught up in the idea that our work needs to be perfect. We want to produce high-quality content, engage with our readers, and make a name for ourselves in the writing community. But perfectionism can be a major roadblock, causing us to procrastinate, doubt ourselves, and even give up on our writing altogether. In this deep dive, we're going to explore what it means to break free from the expectation of excellence. We'll examine some common warning signs that indicate you might be struggling with perfectionism, and I'll share some practical tips for overcoming these obstacles. Warning signs of perfectionism. When we're struggling with perfectionism, it can manifest in different ways. Some common warning signs might include procrastination or over-preparation before starting a writing project, constantly rereading and editing work to the point where you feel like you're never done, feeling anxious or overwhelmed by the pressure to produce something perfect, difficulty taking risks or trying new things in your writing, comparing yourself to others, whether it's other writers, authors, or social media influencers, feeling like you need to have all the answers before starting a project. These are just a few examples, but I'd love to hear from you. What warning signs do you see in your own writing life? Are there any patterns or behaviors that you've noticed? By recognizing these warning signs, we can start to take steps towards breaking free from perfectionism and embracing our true creative potential. Managing perfectionistic tendencies. Now that we've identified some common warning signs of perfectionism, let's talk about how to manage these tendencies and move forward as writers. One key strategy is to set realistic goals and deadlines. When we're perfectionists, it's easy to get caught up in trying to create something that's perfect. But the truth is, most writing projects aren't going to be perfect on the first try. By setting achievable goals, you can break down your project into manageable tasks and make progress without getting overwhelmed. Another important technique for managing perfectionism is to cultivate self-compassion. When we're striving for perfection, it's easy to get caught up in negative self-talk and criticism. But what if, instead of beating ourselves up over our mistakes, we learn to be kind and understanding? By practicing self-compassion, you can develop a more growth-oriented mindset and see your mistakes as opportunities for learning. So how do you cultivate self-compassion in your writing practice? One simple strategy is to try the kindness mantra. Whenever you catch yourself beating up on your work or yourself, repeat this phrase, "I'm doing the best I can. This is enough." Of course, it's not always easy to silence that inner critic and cultivate self-compassion. And here's a key thing to remember. You're not alone in this struggle. Every writer struggles with perfectionism at some point or another. It's normal and it's okay. Here are a few ideas for managing perfectionistic tendencies. Practice self-care and prioritize your well-being. Reframe negative self-talk by asking yourself if it's truly helpful or just perpetuating your fear of failure. Take breaks and give yourself permission to step away from your project when you need to recharge. By implementing these strategies, you can start to break free from the constraints of perfectionism and focus on the process of writing itself. And that, my friends, is where the real fun begins. Embracing imperfection and experimentation. Now that we've talked about recognizing warning signs of perfectionism and managing those tendencies, let's talk about embracing imperfection and experimentation. This is where the magic happens. One way to do this is by using writing prompts that challenge you in new ways. This might mean writing in a genre or style that's completely foreign to you, or exploring new themes. Here are some tips for using writing prompts as a tool for breaking free from perfectionism. Start with word prompts, and then move on to writing prompts, which are typically a phrase or an idea for a story. Try to write freely, without worrying about grammar, spelling, or syntax. This will help you get into the flow and tap into your creative potential. Remember that imperfection is a natural part of the writing process. Don't be afraid to make mistakes or try new things. By embracing imperfection and experimentation, you can break free from the constraints of perfectionism and tap into your true creative writing potential. Let's turn our attention to some original poetry that I'm excited to share. Here are three poems that are a result of fantastic writing prompts over the last week or so. Each one a unique reflection of the creative sparks that have ignited within me. This first poem comes from the word prompt of guilty. This poem is about desire, about longing that stretches beyond its reach, and how sometimes simply wanting can feel like its own kind of sentence. I did not steal, did not break, only wanted, too much, too often, too far. The sentence, solitude. The punishment, memory. I carry it lightly as dusk carries the sky. Guilt is quiet because night always comes. The second poem comes from the word prompt of interregnum. Now, interregnum usually refers to a gap between rulers, a pause in power, but it can also mean a space between what was and what comes next, a waiting period, if you will. This word felt personal to me because right now I'm in my own kind of interregnum, a path unwritten, the kind of transition where everything is open, yet nothing is certain. So for this poem, I leaned into that feeling, floating between destinations, untethered but not lost. I call this poem The In-Between. Living in the hush between waves, adrift in the space, where doors stand open, but I have not yet stepped through. No roots, no tether, no map to fold. The hum of possibility curling at my feet, the pull of somewhere, someday. The road does not ask me where I'm going. The sky does not mind that I have no answer. The wind only whispers, she never demands. I carry no throne, no crown, no kingdom. Only the quiet rain of my own becoming. A pause, a breath, a moment unclaimed. And maybe that is enough. The third poem comes from the word prompt of lullaby. Lullabies are meant to soothe, to comfort, to guide someone into sleep. But there's something hypnotic about them, something that lingers between the waking world and the unknown. Sleep, little echo in the hollow of the sky, where the clocks all melt and the rabbits fly. A lullaby hums through the silver mist, drifting soft as a phantom's kiss. Lay your head where the shadows creep. Let the silver fog sing you deep, deep, deep. Music has a way of speaking directly to our souls. The words of a poet can evoke powerful emotions, but it's when those words are set to music that they truly come alive. I'd like to share a song I created using an original poem of mine, The In Between, which I shared just moments ago.
Adrift in the space where doors stand open. But I have not yet stepped through. No roots, no tether, no map to fold. The hum of possibility.
So, what do you think? Now, let's dive into some original microfiction that I'm excited to share. Here are three fictional stories, or story ideas, inspired by two amazing sources on Blue Sky. The VSS 365 Challenge, which offers daily writing prompts, and Half-Baked Prompts, with its unpredictable, random story stuff to get you writing. The first microfiction piece comes from the writing prompt of, I never felt so small. It's a phrase that could mean a lot of things, emotionally, physically, maybe even something a little unexpected. Jordan zapped the button and grinned. Snack time! Nothing happened, except the room got bigger. Lucas sighed. You hit the shrink ray, genius. Jordan stared at their tiny hands. I never felt so small. Lucas smirked. I guess that makes it a light snack. The second microfiction piece comes from the writing prompt of Rooting Out Corruption. This prompt was paired with an image where heavy machinery was uprooting a large tree, its tangled roots exposed as it is lifted from the ground. The phrase itself suggests uncovering something hidden, tearing out what's been buried deep. But corruption doesn't always look the way we expect. It isn't always loud, obvious, or even visible at first glance. For this piece, I wanted to explore a different kind of erosion, one that isn't just about what's removed, but what lingers in its place. They deleted everything, posts, comments, digital roots torn from the ground, rooting out corruption, they thought. But the algorithm whispered. Absence was a wound raw and gaping. The void stared back, watching, waiting. Then something whispered back, not in words, in edits, posts they never wrote, photos of places they'd never been, a life they never lived. And then messages, sent from their account, replies to friends, a voice exactly like theirs, laughing in videos they'd never filmed. They had erased themselves, but something else had filled the space, and it was better at being them than they ever were. The third microfiction piece comes from the writing prompt of He built without experience or knowledge, but with limitless passion. There's something fascinating about that idea, the notion that raw passion can be enough to create something extraordinary, even in the absence of skill or understanding. It made me think about the kind of character who wouldn't just try, but who would succeed in ways that defy reason. That's what I love about creative fiction, the freedom to explore an idea without worrying about whether it makes sense in a logical world. Sometimes the best stories come from surrendering to the ridiculous. So, with that in mind, here's my microfiction piece, The Architect of Nowhere. Emery had never built anything before. Not a birdhouse, not a bookshelf, not even a sandcastle. Yet one morning, with the sun hanging like an overripe peach, he declared himself a master builder and began. With no plans, no measurements, and no regard for gravity, he stacked bricks atop soup cans, welded doorknobs to window panes, and constructed archways that led nowhere. Townsfolk gathered, at first to laugh, then to gasp, then to worry. His creation twisted toward the sky, defying logic, held together by sheer will in the occasional glob of marmalade. "Do you even know what you're making?" someone asked. "No," Emery grinned, brushing sawdust off his trousers. "But it's magnificent, isn't it?" And somehow, impossibly, it was. The writing prompt for this week is the phrase, fill in the blank. As always, I invite you to share your prompt response with me on Blue Sky using the hashtag PromptedPodcast. And I'll feature a few random submissions in the next episode. I can't wait to see what creativity ignites within you. Happy writing! Thank you for listening to another episode of Prompted, where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. Be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, or find us on your favorite podcast platform.